the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Taz, we have a bit of a problem. Hello, welcome to the podcast and all of that. But we have a real habit of going through the bins of the studio.
Yeah, we're bin divers of CFM. Because we're the drive show, we come in the afternoon. We're the last ones to leave apart from usually a couple of stragglers, but maybe the cleaners will come around and empty the bins. Mm. But the bins have been here since this morning where our big breakfast show with Foz and Brooke have come in. They often leave little breadcrumbs for us to dissect as to what they had in the morning. So I've picked up the bin that's on my side, which is Brooke. Mm. It was her birthday this morning, and here we go, a little 4X Gold.
Oh, a little cheeky breakfast beer.
Ah, okay.
Dirty dogs.
Let's put that back in the bin there. Doesn't look like any other. Gee, the bin smells, though.
Does it smell like beer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Also, I'm not a huge 4X fan.
Yeah, 4X is a crappy beer.
I think it's the worst one.
The worst one?
I feel it's the worst one.
What's the worst beer?
Should we do that as our phone topic?
We'll offend so many people.
Oh,
we say
everybody.
4X sucks. That's a good question. What is the worst beer? Nah. Or any of the, like, dark beers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The, like, stouty ones.
Anything in your bin?
Yeah, I think there's a 4X in here too, but it's covered. Oh, I can't hold
it. Go for a little walk. Oh, your cords aren't long enough.
I know. Yeah, there's a 4X in here. Just some prizes. Dare Ice. One of them must be Foz, drinks a Dare Ice coffee every morning because there's always one.
Don't turn your face up at that. You go through about three cans of Coke Zero.
I'm not turning my face up. I'm just making an observation.
Anyway, after that update, now that you are also across the bin stuff, enjoy the show. It's a good show from us, actually.
Yeah, a bit of fun.
We do a little bit of investigating. Also, the word ball sack is mentioned.
Oh, yeah. We try not to. We really do.
Can we put the little E next to our podcast because it's explicit?
Because it's explicit. I do have to check a box saying whether it's clean or not.
Yeah, I think you need to check it.
Nah, if ball sack offends you, then you are one.
Good one, Shaney.
Enjoy.
Good one.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I've got to mind my P's and Q's with this next story, but I did lol very hard when I read it this morning. So you and I were talking about the solar eclipse, Tazzy, that's happened over in the Northern Hemisphere.
This is fantastic. Yeah, right across the US, they've said around 200 million people were able to look up and see, well, hopefully with the sunnies on, look up and see the eclipse that happened.
Yeah.
Not in Australia, unfortunately.
The moon went over the sun for like, 4 minutes? And so it was dark in the middle of the day.
The photos that have come from it are insane. It's so cool. I remember seeing one when I was a kid. It was a partial eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the complete perfect one, but I would love to see a perfect eclipse.
Yeah, well, I think we're getting it in 2028, I heard. So
I love anything to do with space where they're like, oh, the meteor shower, if you missed it, it's coming back.
Yeah.
But it's in 72 years.
Hey, it'll be here before the Olympics are, okay? So think of it like
that. Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, there you go. There's a news station in Mexico that was airing footage and images of the eclipse.
Okay.
And what they'd done was they'd asked for viewers to send in pictures of the eclipse. I don't think whoever was responsible for vetting the photos before they went to air did a great job, because one of the pictures, and this is where I've got to mind my P's and Q's.
Is it of the eclipse?
No, not quite. I think someone has sent it in as a prank and it has gone air.
Have you sent me something not safe for work? Because you've sent me a picture to look at.
Yes, I've sent you the picture that aired on Mexican national television.
No. You are joking. Can we put this to our secret club on Instagram?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, maybe not.
I don't know. I don't think anyone wants that in their feed. Basically, to explain what it is,
this is so good.
A body part that only a man has that is quite circular. And that circular part of the male anatomy
has
been photographed in front of a light. Which could look like the moon covering the sun to some.
Yeah, it's lit up from behind for sure, but it's definitely not the moon that's being lit up from behind. It's
that circular body part that a man has. In fact, they have two of them.
Oh, I can say it. I can say that it's a sack.
Oh!
Can't I? Well, it's too late now.
Taz, I did such a wonderful job of articulating which body part I was referring to.
I don't think you did.
I didn't need you to chuck the S word out there. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Circular body part that a man has, and he's got two of them. I think that says it all.
If you really want to see it, you can Google it.
What do you Google?
What I said before.
Ball sack solar eclipse.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, Ellie's getting into character this afternoon. She's got a monocle. She's got one of those little detective Sherlock Holmes hats on. Looks very strange. And a pipe. Are you allowed to smoke a pipe?
Hey, no. No character required, Tazzy. I, by nature, am an investigator. I'm an inquisitive human being. And
that's why she asks a lot of the Bureau for her weather reports.
Absolutely. Mm. You know, that's why I'm in broadcasting, because I like asking people questions, interviewing them, getting to the bottom of things. I would have been a police officer, but I'm not very brave. So I couldn't do that.
At least you're honest.
Instead, my side hustle, of which no one has ever paid me any money for to this date, is Ellie Chaney Investigations.
What investigations have you done in the past?
There was one time when a kid lost their teddy on a local bus on the way home from the plaza. Tracked that down. Talked about it on the radio. Well, look, I talked about it on the radio and like 4 days later it got found. Okay. So I'm claiming that as a win.
We tried to find Henry the other day. Remember the lady on Caloundra Community Board? We tried to find him.
Yeah.
He's a ghost.
She met him at the beach, fell in love with him, and then never saw him again.
Even with the power of this radio show, we couldn't find him.
Yeah.
He's a mystery.
Well, today is an investigation that I'm hoping to get to the bottom of within the next 20 minutes before we have to go to the 4 o'clock news. So I'm going to be, my billable hours are only 20 minutes worth.
Mama's hungry.
Exactly. Fundraising chocolates, ooh. Sunshine Coast. Mm. When I was a child, I used to be given caramello koalas and giant Freddos and whatnot in a little cardboard box that I would bring home and get told, hey, you've got to sell these if you want to go on the bloody study tour to Japan.
Yep.
Or, you know, to raise money for the local lacrosse club.
$20 a box or something? $30 a box, maybe?
I remember that the...
dollar each.
When I first started selling them, they were a dollar each.
Yeah.
Then they went to $1.20.
That's right. Inflation. And then kids were struggling to do the maths at that point. As soon as it became not a dollar, they went, I don't know.
Yeah, it got very tricky.
Don't know if I can.
My brother's lacrosse club always had boxes of Maltesers that were $4. So they were pricey. And that was in my chubby child era. So
okay, I remember getting a box. Mm. You'd open it up and you'd have, I think it was 10 Freddos.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get 5 white chocolate Freddos as well, and then 5 caramellos, because the caramellos were the really desired ones.
Yeah,
if you had those, you were king of the school.
Oh,
what are you investigating?
Where are the fundraising chockies?
Mm.
I haven't seen them in years.
No.
And we have a lot of parents in this building. So you'd think
if
they were fundraising at the rate that we fundraised as children, then we'd be inundated with these dollar chockies.
Also, to fundraise, by you saying fundraise, really you would palm it off to your parents and they would take it to their workplaces.
Yeah.
This is a workplace.
Where's the fundraising chockies?
That's right.
So I'm hoping, Sunny Coast, that if you're a parent or a child and you have insight into where the fundraising chockies have
gone. Help us out.
Give us a call, 545-11919. Like I said, we've got now 17 minutes to get to the bottom of this. And, I mean, I guess we could maybe hook you up with a prize.
You know who I want to hear from?
Yeah.
Teachers.
Oh, they surely would know.
Inside knowledge. Layla, good afternoon.
Hi,
Layla. Welcome to the offices of Ellie Chaney Investigations. Can you tell me what's happened to the fundraising chockey? Or do you not even know what a fundraising chockey is because it doesn't exist anymore?
I don't know what a fundraising chocolate is. But I think that Easter Bunny gave them to me for Easter and I kind of ate them.
Okay, so this is the problem with children these days. If they get given chocolate, they just eat it.
Yeah,
so
they don't ask questions.
That is correct, Ellie. That is correct, because the kids got into the fridge today and got their Easter bunnies, and I said, what are you doing?
Well, to be fair, it's after Easter. That's okay. Or is it not okay?
It is okay if you have lunch first.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't ruin your appetite.
So then it takes an hour and a half to eat a sandwich because I've had a Easter egg before.
Mm, yeah, that'll do it.
Hey, Layla, just off the top of your head, how much is a Freddo frog?
$1.50, I think.
Oh, see, that used to be a dollar back in our day.
And you know what? They'd be the small ones. Shrinkflation would have got them. Yeah. They would be the small ones.
This would have been a decent-sized Freddo for a buck back in the day. Thank you, Layla. We've got more people on hold at the moment helping us out with fundraising Chalky. Where is it?
That didn't answer my question. I'm just putting it out there. The fact that Layla doesn't even know what it is, though,
this goes
is concerning. This could have been going for years. And Deanna from Beerwah has given us a call. Deanna, can you shed some light on where fundraising Chalky has gone?
Oh, look, I'm very familiar with chocolate fundraising, Ellie, so I think I've got some ideas as to why you don't see him too often. I've been involved with sporting clubs for a long time, and we used to use it as a fundraiser a lot because you can raise about $400 for every 50 boxes you would sell.
Here we go. So this is the sort of insight that we need, Deanna. You are in behind enemy lines here. Why are we not getting fundraising Chalky anymore?
I think, well, you know, they are still available, but you don't see them as often because I think when COVID hit, you know, you weren't allowed to go around face-to-face selling chocolates or exchanging cash or money. A lot of the clubs weren't allowed to be active through COVID, so you couldn't join up for your club nights, etc. And a lot of, you know, that face-to-face contact dropped off. But also the days of going, you know, door-to-door knocking and exchanging cash with kids and parents is ruled out for security-wise. So they are still available, but you don't see it as often because it kind of dropped off a bit with COVID.
Bloody COVID ruined fundraiser Chalkies.
Briefly, they took our cruise ships, but they've forever taken our fundraising Chalky.
Yeah, but if the buffet can back from COVID.
You can share the germ love in any other way, but just not through chocolate.
That is ridiculous.
But you can still get them.
Yeah, well, what if we just bring them back purely for adults to take to their workplaces? And sell their
colleagues. We do have them.
Okay.
We have them. Some of the schools, if you're a parent of some of the schools, we'll often have them on our beverage bay at work for sales. We'll bring a box and you just put a note up on it as to what soccer club you're raising them for, etc. So they are still around.
Did you just say beverage bay at work? Because we need one of those. What's in the beverage
bay?
Well,
that's what we call it because we don't have tea rooms as such. So. We have a beverage bay where everyone can, the staff can go and make their cup of coffee, etc. And that's the place to go for your Chalky.
Go from the beverage bay to the lunch lounge.
Yes.
The alliteration. Yeah.
There you go. Well, Deanna, thank you for your very authoritative and informed views this afternoon.
No
You've
problem.
Helped us a lot.
No problem.
Case closed, Ellie. You just cut her off there.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Deanna. I cut you off.
Just cut her
were
off.
You
that was very
something?
Rude.
No, not at all.
Oh,
I'm done.
Okay. She's done. She said her bit.
Thanks.
Okay, now I'll cut her off. I'm flustered because I've actually closed a case.
You have. You've closed a case. Your first ever at the offices of Ellie Chaney Investigations.
Dunzo.
What have you concluded? Fundraising, Chalky.
COVID ruined it.
Yeah.
Stuff you, COVID.
Singing, repeat after me. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And you may notice the beaches from Maroochydore all the way to Mooloolabah are going to be pretty busy from Saturday onwards for the next week and a half.
Easily some of the best beaches in the world, let alone the country. And, they're going to be very busy because it's the 2024 Australian Surf Lifesaving Championships. They are on. 314 clubs coming together for this event.
It's going to be huge. The Aussies and someone who's going to be trying their hand once again at being an Iron Woman is Taylor Halliday. She joins us now. Hi, Taylor.
Hello.
This is like your Olympics, right? The Aussies?
Yeah, absolutely. The Australian titles for us is the biggest event of the year. It's something we train all season for, and it's the end of the season, so everyone wants to go out with a bang.
Oh, so are you more excited to compete or more excited for the season to be over so you can just sit back and have a day off training?
A bit of both. It's like, I think everyone sort of feels the same way. It's like really excited to see if you can get some really special results at the end of the season, but then you know that there's a bit of a rest after it and lots of time for relaxation.
And how special for you? You're an Alex girl, you rep Alex through and through, and it's back at your home club.
Yeah, I absolutely love competing on the coast, especially on our home stretch of sand. You know, We get lots of our family and friends that get to come down, as well as everyone from the surf club, and it's a very busy time for everyone, and it's so cool to have everyone be a part of it.
How strong is a home field advantage at something like this, Taylor?
Look, I think especially for, you know, not just Maroochydore, but anyone on the coast, we have the opportunity to go down and train at Maroochydore quite a bit during the week. I know that our Alex guys, we've been spending a lot of time there when we can. So it's certainly an advantage to be able to know where the banks are, where the rips are, and see if you can find that little secret on race day.
Because that was what I was thinking is, you know, you play NRL on a field, it's just the same field, but the crowd will be different, whereas the crowd's different here, of course. But again, it's a living thing, isn't it? The beach and the sand and the waves, you get to know the conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially kind of near the river mouth. And I know especially at Alex, we have a couple of drains there. So there's some permanent rips, and you get to know those rips and know where it's sucking out and where you can get those waves back in. So a lot of the time it's certainly an advantage to know the area you're racing in.
What's the vibe like between those three clubs, Mooloolaba, Alex, Maroochydore? Do you like each other or are you enemies?
Look,
between
I know
us.
A lot of us are, we're definitely friends with each other, but there's also that rivalry between them. I know for so long there's always been that Alex Maroochydore rivalry. I know, like, my dad was at Maroochydore and then came to Alex. So there's kind of always been a bit of competition between the clubs, not just, you know, for teams and individuals, but also that overall point score.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certainly a bit of rivalry there.
When you're going out, because you obviously, you're on the surf ski, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
When you're heading... Sorry, I'm trying to act like I'm...
You got all the
lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Do you ever look at the ocean and get scared? You know, because when I see big waves and choppy surf, I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to stay out of that. But your job is to go into it no matter what the conditions are generally, right?
Yes. I know when I was younger, I used to get really scared. And then it kind of got to a point where my coach had been saying to me for a long time, my coach Jack Hansen had always said, you know, it's just water. You know, every time you go out there, you're learning how to deal with each and every wave differently. And obviously no conditions are the same, but you have like the foundation, you have the skills. So it's kind of just going out there and doing your best. And I suppose over time I've sort of, I don't know, that fear's sort of like disappeared, which I'm extremely grateful for because I know I used to be so scared.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's so much more exciting with the big surf.
All right, so the answer is I've got to train to do life-saving for like 20 minutes and then I won't be scared, right?
In the big surf, yeah.
Okay, yep. Good to know.
Sunny Coast, get around it. The Aussies, they're here from the 13th to the 21st of April. Taylor, go and smash it, mate. We're all behind you.
Thank you so much.
And remember, the Aussies Ocean Swim is also happening this weekend on Sunday morning. It's open to the public and competitors, like proper lifesavers. So that'll be an awesome event.
Yeah.
Go down, check it out. 2K Ocean Swim at Mooloolaba Beach this Sunday.
If you want more info as well, you can head to sls.com.au/Aussies.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We're doing a radio classic this afternoon. What words can't you say? We're going to give away a double pass to the Lightning as well. They're taking on the New South Wales Swifts this weekend. We've got a double pass there if you love your netball. All because yesterday we had a genuine discussion where I can't say the word tzatziki. Tzatziki.
You can't say tzatziki.
Tzatziki?
Now
it's the TZ
tzatziki.
Combo.
Tzatziki.
To start a word that really throws me.
Well,
T is a normal way to start a word.
Okay.
Then a Z really hits you.
Try say the word hats.
Hats.
Okay, now take away the H A. Tzatziki.
Tzatziki.
Correct.
But then overnight, I found this guy online really cannot say it.
It is so delicious with tizay tizaykai.
Tizay tizaykai.
Tizay tizaykai.
I mean, he's giving it a good red hot stab, isn't he? Well, famously, the other day we were talking about the actual way to pronounce this well-known lolly.
Chupa Chups.
Chupa Chups.
It's not Chupa Chups. All right, let's go to Dadilla Bar. Nicole, hello. Oh, not Nicole. Coben, hello.
Oh, hi, Coben.
Hello.
Now, you're 11, so we could let you go, let you off for not being able to say some words. What's the word you can't say?
Suspicious. Come on.
Yeah.
Suspicious.
You can put it in a sentence. Can you put it in a sentence for us?
I can't decide on what specific outfit I'd like to wear today.
Oh, specific.
Specific is a toughie.
Yeah, there's a lot of S's and C's and P's in that word.
100%. Hey, Coben, understandable, my friend. That's an all right word to not get perfect.
That is very fair.
It's
you know what? We'll go to Michelle as well. Michelle specific. From Battery Hill. What can't you say?
It's actually not me. It's my father. He really struggles to say dog breeds. He can't say cavoodle. He says kafoodle. And he says chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Don't you mean a chihuahua, Michelle?
Yeah, he just can't say, just chihuahua.
Oh, don't make her laugh. She starts coughing. She's got that lingering cough, old Ellie.
Oh, that
thank
is
you, Michelle.
So
how does he go with, like, Pitbull and stuff? He gets the easy ones.
Yeah, Jack Russell,
He can do that. We have a Kelpie, so he can say Kelpie, but he can't say any of the hard ones.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home. Can't touch this. Stop. Tidbit time.
Hello, Sunshine Coast. This is where we get out any information that we have not gotten out for the show before we wrap up for the day.
Yeah, 2 hours, 49 minutes into the show. We do have a couple of things we haven't touched on. One thing is really in particular, we're just shouting out to one Sunny Coaster.
Yeah, so usually we talk to all of you, but
it's probably not everybody.
I would go as far to say, Taz, as this is our new favourite Sunny Coaster.
Easily. New favourite, I'd say. Best friend.
Best friend.
He lives in Landsborough.
He does.
And he won $50 million in Oz Lotto last night. I'd say he's my best friend. I don't know his name.
No.
But if you're listening, best mate.
Best friends don't have to know each other's names.
545-11919 if you're listening.
I wonder how many calls he's gotten today of people coming out of the woodwork saying exactly what we've just said.
He's got two radio announcers coming out of the woodwork at the moment.
Hey, we put the 50 mil to good use. We'd help you spend it well.
Oh, if you don't know what to spend your 50 mil on, we'll help you out.
Well, you could buy Tassie a house, you could buy me a house, and then give the rest to Inclusive Kids. And I think
totally.
Or keep some for yourself. Like pay off your own mortgage for sure.
Couple of bucks.
Apparently that's what he's doing with that, paying off his mortgage. Good on him. Very
What's his
wise.
Mortgage?
Yeah, right.
50
How much
mil.
Does a house in Landsborough set you back these days?
Actually, I have a couple of friends that live in Landsborough. Should I be
Do
reaching
you?
Out to them?
Yes. If you know any men in Landsborough.
Three? Yeah.
Could be you, mate. Or could be them.
Well, maybe I should come out of the woodwork.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.